Having come this far, Gabrielle suddenly felt apprehensive, wondering if she could actually pull this off. She reminded herself how certain Sexton was that Chris Harper had lied. "I would bet my campaign on it," Sexton had said. Apparently there were others who felt the same, others who were waiting for Gabrielle to uncover the truth so they could close in on NASA, attempting to gain even a tiny foothold after tonight's devastating developments. After the way Tench and the Herney administration had played Gabrielle this afternoon, she was eager to help. Gabrielle raised her hand to knock on the door, but paused, Yolanda's voice running through her mind. "If Chris Harper lied to the world about pods, what makes you think he'll tell you the truth?" Fear, Gabrielle told herself, having almost fallen victim to it herself today. She had a plan. It involved a tactic she'd seen the senator use on occasion to scare information out of political opponents. Gabrielle had absorbed a lot under Sexton's tutelage, and not all of it attractive or ethical. But tonight she needed every advantage. If she could persuade Chris Harper to admit he had lied, for whatever reason, Gabrielle would open a small door of opportunity for the senator's campaign. Beyond that, Sexton was a man who, if given an inch to maneuver, could wriggle his way out of almost any jam. Gabrielle's plan for dealing with Harper was something Sexton called overshooting, an interrogation technique invented by the early Roman authorities to coax confessions from criminals they suspected were lying. The method was deceptively simple. Assert the information you want confessed, then allege something far worse. The object was to give the opponent a chance to choose the lesser of two evils, in this case, the truth. The trick was exuding confidence, something Gabrielle wasn't feeling at the moment. Taking a deep breath, Gabrielle ran through the script in her mind and then knocked firmly on the office door. "I tell you I'm busy," Harper called out, his English accent familiar. She knocked again, louder. "I tell you I'm not interested in coming down." This time she banged on the door with her fist. Chris Harper came over and yanked open the door. "Bloody hell, do you—" He stopped short, clearly surprised to see Gabrielle. "Dr. Harper," she said, infusing her voice with intensity. "How did you get up here?" Gabrielle's face was stern. "Do you know who I am?" "Of course. Your boss has been slamming my project for months. How did you get in?" "Senator Sexton sent me." Harper's eyes scanned the lab behind Gabrielle. "Where is your staff escort?" "That's not your concern. The senator has influential connections." "In this building?" Harper looked dubious. "You've been dishonest, Dr. Harper, and I'm afraid the senator has called a special senatorial justice board to look into your lies." A pall crossed Harper's face. What are you talking about?" "Smart people like yourself don't have the luxury of playing stupid, Dr. Harper. You're in trouble, and the senator sent me up here to offer you a deal. The senator's campaign took a huge hit tonight. He's got nothing left to lose, and he's ready to take you down with him if he needs to."
"What the devil are you talking about?"
Gabrielle took a deep breath and made her play. "You lied in your press conference about the pod's anomaly detection software. We know that. A lot of people know that. That's not the issue." Before Harper could open his mouth to argue, Gabrielle steamed onward. "The senator could blow the whistle on your lies right now, but he's not interested. He's interested in the bigger story. I think you know what I'm talking about."
"No, I..."
"Here's the senator's offer. He'll keep his mouth shut about your software lies if you give him the name of the top NASA executive with whom you're embezzling funds."